This Week in America with Rick Bratton. Issues that matter to you. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
For a woman with three of America's most ordinary names, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones has certainly made extraordinary contributions in the fields of holistic health, anti-aging, optimum nutrition, and balanced living. For starters, she taught students, staff, and faculty at UCLA how to be healthy and fit for 30 years. Susan is the founder and president of Health Unlimited, a Los Angeles-based consulting firm dedicated to optimal wellness, health education, and human potential. The author of over 30 books, including Wired for High-Level Wellness, Simple Ways to Rejuvenate, Meditate, and Prosper. On today's This Week in America, Dr. Susan shares how to claim your victory over a stressful lifestyle. That's coming up next.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-313-7757. 800-313-7757. 800-313-7757. That's 800-313-7757.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. Who is not under stress these days? From concerns about COVID variants to inflation, to health and healing issues, to lacking faith and confidence or feeling depressed, to making ends meet each month, to looking older and flabbier by the week, to squabbles with family or employees and bosses. Well, learning to manage stress is more important now than ever before. Our guest today, motivational speaker, frequent radio TV talk show guest, and author of many books, Susan Smith-Jones, PhD, says that too much unmanaged stress can sabotage even the best of health intentions and put you at greater risk for disease and mental health issues. In her latest book, Uplifted, she says it's impossible to heal your body and create vibrant health if you are always stressed out. Chronic stress, she writes, plays havoc with the entire body. Today, Dr. Susan will tell us how to master our daily stressors more mindfully and effectively, and how to create more joy and balance. An important topic these days, and to talk about it, we welcome back Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. Dr. Susan, welcome back to the program.
Well, thank you, Rick. What an important topic for everyone,
yes.
And I think of all ages, too. I love talking about this because it is the central part of most people's lives these days.
It's really important, and we'll tell you about Dr. Susan's website and her books, Uplifted, and so many more as we go through the program today. Let's start with the basics, but before the basics of stressful living, let's talk about your basics. Where did this all start for you in this field of holistic health and maybe some of the people who influenced you and inspired you early in your career?
Yeah, it all started when I was a young kid. I wrote about this in Uplifted. You and I have talked about it before. My grandmother was from Denmark. Her name was Fritzi, and she was totally into holistic health. And she taught me, she really excited me about teaching me about juices and eating foods as close to nature as possible and growing sprouts and exercising, getting sleep, being in nature, dealing with stress. She was such a positive influence in my life. And to this day, not only do I still feel her around me, guiding me, but I still use all the lessons that she taught me. And since those early days, you know, decades ago, now, luckily, there have been so many studies that show me how right she was on everything.
Yeah, it's amazing as we've talked about her over the years, and it's like she is right on. How many PhDs did she have?
Zero.
You're kidding.
Zero, yeah. She had zero. People would come from the neighborhood and the community to ask for her guidance and advice on how to heal everything from a bug bite to an ear infection to pimples on a face to diabetes to cancer to depression. She knew exactly what to do. And for a while, you might recall, I lived with her and watched what she did. It was just such a positive influence, and it was the reason I chose holistic living as my career throughout life. I love now to teach people, which I do all around the world, how to be healthy.
And you can find out more about her in all of Dr. Susan's books, including Uplifted. That is one of the newest books. You'll find it available wherever books are sold, and Dr. Susan's website, very simple, SusanSmithJones.com. Jumping into the topic of stress, you hear some people say, you know, it's predestined. I am going to be stressful. I have genetic predestiny for having stress. Can we control a genetic destiny, and is there such a thing relating to stress?
And that is such a great question. And even back in the day with my grandmother, one of the main lessons she taught me continuously was that we could all influence our genes and heal our bodies no matter what health challenge we might be facing. She never believed that old saying that a lot of people say, well, it's all in my genes. What
yes.
can I do? And she knew that we could heal anything with enough faith, the right diet, and all the other essential lifestyle choices that I write about in Uplifted. And I know Dean Ornish, doctor, a medical doctor, he would agree. He's a good friend of mine. We've talked about this a lot together. But he based one of his latest studies regarding obesity and how lifestyle changes affect gene activity. And children whose parents are obese have a tenfold increased risk of being obese. And while obesity in parents sets that predisposition for obesity, he knows, Dr. Ornish, that it's a combination of food choices, inactivity, and genetic tendencies that determine obesity. And he did this amazing, groundbreaking, this was in 2008, 3-month groundbreaking study where he demonstrated that subjects affected changes in activity, Rick, in about 500 genes, including 48 that were turned on and 453 genes that were turned off as a result of what? Of eating more healthful foods, keeping stress levels down, practicing relaxation techniques like meditation,
yes.
and exercising regularly. And that's so exciting to me because, you know, as my grandmother said, and people say to me often, and then I tell them about this study, they say, Susan, I can't do anything about heart disease or diabetes or my weight because it's in my genes. Well, as Dr. Ornish found out, it turns out there's a lot you can do, because in 3 months, you can change hundreds of your genes simply by changing what you eat and how you live. That's very exciting. And I know Fritzi would have loved this study, and she would have said to me, I know, I can hear her in my mind, she would say, see, what I taught you right from the beginning is right, and how glorious now that we have studies to back my teachings. So the bottom line with my grandmother is the integral foundation of all of her teachings, and now my teachings, they do center around stress, what it does to the body, how to best minimize your stress levels when you're feeling overwhelmed. And one of the best ways to bring high-level wellness that we all want into our body and life, as she would say to me, is to decrease the level of stress you experience on a daily basis. So as I just mentioned, to this day, I honor the wisdom of her teachings, especially when stress seems to be closing in. So today I'm going to love talking about all my favorite stress busters that I initially learned from my grandmother. And they're all right and really don't cost much money, or really don't cost anything at all.
Now, I'm anxious to go through that list, and all this information is on Dr. Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com. You'll find it in Uplifted. That's the new book that's available on Amazon, of course, at Dr. Susan's website as well. We'll talk later in the program about how to get an autographed copy. What causes stress for most people? There are a lot of different reasons, but what are the ones we really should watch out for that really contribute to stress in many of us?
Yes. And then let me just say right at the start here that the American Association of Family Physicians said that 2/3 of all doctor visits are due to stress-related ailments, and 80% to 90% of all diseases are stress-related. And if you're female, stress may be even more damaging to your health. Studies have found that women suffer from both stress and depression more often than men. So, Rick, what causes you stress might be different than what causes me stress. For some people, especially lately, it could be weather-related. It could be tornadoes, earthquakes, fires. Where I live here in Brentwood, Santa Monica, it could be bumper-to-bumper traffic. For people, it could be unpaid bills, constant noise. It could be deadlines and commitments when we think of stress. It can also be triggered by emotions like anger, fear, worry, grief, depression, and even guilt. And when you're under a lot of stress, it does affect the body, because having a lot of stress that you don't manage well, it's okay to have stress, but when you don't manage it well, it can lead to high blood pressure, heart problems, fatigue, muscle and joint pain, headaches, a decrease in your immunity, weight gain, sleep debt, depression, bone loss, inflammation, insulin resistance, constipation, and the list goes on. And keep in mind that it's not really the people in your life, the complications, or the times in which we live that cause the stress. Rather, it's what we think about the people, the complications, and the times in which we live. Fritzi used to say to me all the time that it begins with attitude. She used to say, your attitude, she'd say, Sunny, my nickname, your attitude is your mind's paintbrush. It can color anything. So it's so important to keep our mind focused on the positive. We'll talk a little bit more about that in a moment.
You've got 12 surefire stress busters, and we're going to talk about those. Again, all the information from our guest, Susan Smith-Jones, PhD, you'll find at her website, susansmithjones.com. Quite a bit more in the book, Uplifted. We'll talk about where you can get a copy of that, including an autographed copy, if you would like. Let's start off by talking about the 12 surefire stress buster tips. These are tips that we all need to understand and to embrace and to implement daily, aren't they?
Yes, and let's begin with one of my favorite that most of us can do on a regular basis. You think about it, most people do not do it, is you've got to get moving every day. There was a classic study done at the University of Southern California, USC, and they found that a vigorous walk, even if it was on a flat surface like a track, that raised your heart rate a little bit more than 100 beats per minute, that's not that much more than resting heart rate, will reduce the tension in your body by 20%. Stress in your body is measured by using an EMG machine, an electromyograph, to look at the tension in the muscles. And they found that one single bout of walking around a track, of getting your heart rate above 100 beats per minute, you know, in about 10 minutes, was greater than in the placebo group who were given a tranquilizer. So I like to say to people, walk your dog every day, whether you have a dog or not. And one of my favorite all-time quotes was from one of my buddies, Henry David Thoreau, who said, "An early morning walk is a blessing for the whole day." So make sure you say goodbye to a sedentary lifestyle and be as active as you can. Our body was designed every day to get some exercise in. So and not only does it help your whole body to be healthier in myriad ways that you and I have talked about on many shows, but it puts you in a better mood. It lowers that stress level of cortisol, one of the stress hormones, and that will benefit your entire body, make you look better, feel better, make you a happier person to be around. So get moving would be one of my most important stress-busting tips.
We will pick up with tip number two after we take a brief break. Our guest on the program, SusanSmithJones.com is our website. Our guest, Susan Smith Jones, PhD. We're talking about claim your victory over a stressful lifestyle today. We'll have more on that, much more ahead, right after these messages. Stay tuned. Coming right back.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-331-3981. 800-331-3981. 800-331-3981. That's 800-331-3981.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-239-7264. 800-239-7264. 800-239-7264. That's 800-239-7264.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, with us on the program once again, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. We're talking about Claim Your Victory Over a Stressful Lifestyle today, something designed for all of us. We all have stress issues that are creating problems in our lives and cheating us out of some of the joy and that we should be having in our lives. And we'll go through that list and pick it up here in a second. I want to start with, you mentioned a throw and the importance of a morning walk. How important is early morning in setting the tone for the day?
Oh, my goodness, Rick. It is crucial, and it's so simple, and it's not difficult to understand. The first 40 minutes sets the tone for the day. So how would you like your life to be that day? Probably peaceful, relaxed, enjoyable. You don't want to be stressed out. You don't want to be rushed. So what can you do in the first 40 minutes of the day that will set the tone? So maybe you make sure you have a good breakfast. Maybe the night before, Rick, you get ready by making the kids' lunches or setting the breakfast table. Or maybe you lay out your exercise clothes and maybe you get in a workout in the first 40 minutes of the day. So remember, if you want to have a great day for the rest of the day, make those first 40 minutes how you want the rest of your day to be.
Maybe you shouldn't start checking your phone until 41 minutes after you've been up, so you've got that little zone
yes.
in there that you can relax and get prepared for the day. How about from a diet standpoint? Is there something that we can do diet-wise that will help us with stress reduction?
Yes, and you can eat a stress-relieving diet, and those are the foods that are highest in water content, and they are your fruits and vegetables. The fruits and vegetables are the best health care that your money can buy. So you want to emphasize those type of foods throughout the day. I also like to make fresh juices. I make green smoothies. I find ways to bring in as many vegetables as possible. When people ask me, Rick, what type of diet I eat, I usually say, I eat a vegetable-centric diet. It really centers around vegetables, and then I add into that. But unfortunately, only about 1 in 500 people in this country of America eat enough vegetables. Vegetables are what give you a longer life. They keep your heart healthy. They boost immunity. They help your digestion. So, and you and I have done a couple shows on how to get more vegetables into your lifestyle. So just remember, produce is the most important health care that your money can buy. Choose to eat more fresh veggies and fruits.
Is there a correlation between sleep and stress reduction?
Boy, oh boy, your body will be totally stressed out if you don't get enough sleep. And we're talking about 7 to 8 hours of good sleep every night. That will help you be as healthy as possible. You've got to make it a top priority, and it's good to go to bed the same time every night, even 7 days a week, and get up the same time in the morning, because your body loves a routine. Your body likes to go to bed at the same time. A lot of people think, well, I'll just burn the midnight candle and I'll sleep in on the weekends. But that throws off your entire circadian rhythm. And for those of you that think, well, I don't sleep really well at night and I wake up and I can't go back to sleep, here's a little sleep aid that Fritzy taught me when I was a teenager to help you sleep better. And it's a breathing exercise, and we can all do this. If you hold your right nostril closed, I'm doing it right now, with your right thumb, and only breathe through your left nostril. Hopefully you don't have a cold or allergies. It's clear breathing. For 3 to 5 minutes, Rick. So hold your right thumb on your right nostril. You can't see me doing this now. And breathe in 3 to 5 minutes. It will calm you down, relax your body, and help you sleep more restfully. And it really does work.
That's amazing. And all you need is a thumb and a clock.
That's right. That's right.
That's a nice thing with all of these. They're so reasonable, they're sensible, they are doable, they are relatable. The tips we're talking about from our guest on the program, Susan Smith-Jones, PhD. Next one on the list is interesting, and this has been amazing, all of the shows we've done together. The solution to so many of our problems is drinking more water. Talk about the power of hydration, keeping your body hydrated.
So important, and you want to make sure it's good purified water, because...
Yes.
Who was it? I'm trying to think of the guy's name, an environmentalist. It will come to me, I hope, before the show's over. But he said there's no water in the United States, tap water, fit to drink, that you want to get some form of purified water. So remember that our bodies are 70% water, our cells are 70% water, so is planet Earth. That's no coincidence. Lack of moisture in our faces causes wrinkles the way lack of moisture in grapes causes raisins, or in plums causes prunes. And not all liquids will do. Caffeinated coffee, caffeinated tea, colas, alcohol beverages, they don't count towards the water tally, because even though they're liquid, they dehydrate your body. Juices will count. Decaffeinated teas will count. You know, good soups will count. But we need to maintain proper fluid balance for our brain, our kidneys, to rid the body of wastes and toxins, and to maintain radiant health. Often when you think you're hungry, your body is really thirsty. So drink a big glass of water. Instead, wait 10 minutes and see if you're hungry at that time. And when you are just 3% Rick dehydrated, that causes lots of stress on your body. So keep your body hydrated.
So much more on Dr. Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com. Of course, in her book, Uplifted, all of this information you can link on to by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. How about the role of metabolism? What does that play in trying to lose extra weight?
Yeah, a lot of people think you can eat certain foods to boost your metabolism, but the factor that boosts metabolism is how much good lean muscle tissue do you have on your body. As we get older, and if we don't exercise, and especially with weight training, we lose that good lean muscle. And muscle is the most metabolically active tissue in the body. So it's, for any weight loss program to work, yes, it's important what you eat, but you've got to make sure that exercise is an important part of a weight loss program.
We're talking about claiming your victory over a stressful lifestyle today. Our guest is Susan Smith-Jones, PhD. Her website is SusanSmithJones.com. The book Uplifted has a lot more information in there, more information on the website, information on her other books as well at SusanSmithJones.com. And of course, you can link on by going to our website.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.